experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 3. Week 12, the true one. Wednesday, related verses. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we might know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality. For he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. 1 John 2:20-27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar, if not he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Everyone who denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, that which you have heard from the beginning, let it abide in you. If that which you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he himself promised us, the eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who lead you astray. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Related reading. The word come in 1 John 5:20 indicates that the Son of God has come through incarnation to bring God to us as grace and reality, that we may have the divine life as revealed in John's Gospel, to partake of God as love and light as unveiled in this epistle. In 5:20, John says that the Son of God has given us an understanding so that we may know him who is true, or know the true one. This understanding is the faculty of our mind, enlightened and empowered by the Spirit of reality, to apprehend the divine reality in our regenerated spirit. In 1 John 5:20, to quote, know, is the ability of the divine life to know the true God in our regenerated spirit through our renewed mind, enlightened by the Spirit of reality. The understanding spoken of in 1 John 5:20 involves our mind, our spirit, and the Spirit of reality. According to our natural being, our spirit is deadened and our mind is darkened. How can someone with a deadened spirit and a darkened mind know the invisible God? This is impossible. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, has come and has given us an understanding that we might know the genuine and real God. He has come to us by the steps of incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection. He accomplished redemption for us, and when we repented and believed in him, we received him. Now that we have believed in him and received him, our sins have been forgiven, our darkened mind has been enlightened, and our deadened spirit has been enlivened. Furthermore, the Spirit of reality, who is the Spirit of revelation, has come into our being. This means that the Spirit of reality has been added to our quickened spirit and has shined into our mind to enlighten it. Now we have an enlightened mind and a quickened spirit with the Spirit of Reality, who reveals spiritual reality to us. As a result, surely we have an understanding and are able to know the True One. Before we were saved, we did not have this understanding, but the Son of God has come to us and has given us this understanding so that we may know God. In John 17:2-3, we see that eternal life has the ability to know God. Quote, "Even as you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and him whom you have sent, Jesus Christ." End quote. Eternal life is divine life with a special function to know God. Because as believers, we have been born of the divine life, we are able to know God. In order to know a certain living thing, you need to have the life of that thing. For example, a dog cannot know human beings because a dog does not have a human life. It takes human life to know human beings. The principle is the same with knowing God. The Lord has given us eternal life, the divine life of God. The life of God, which has been given to us, has the ability to know God and the things of God. 1 John 5:20 speaks of knowing the True One. Here the word know actually means experience, enjoy, and possess. In the universe, only God Himself is the True One. We need God's life in order to experience, enjoy, and possess Him. This epistle reveals clearly that we have received the divine life, for we have been born of Him, just as a child can know his father, because he has the Father's life. So we can know God, because we have God's life. Because we have the life of God, we are able to experience God, enjoy God, and possess God.